Welcome to my session about Azure AD Connect. My name is Ronnie de Jong. I'm a consultant and I'm working for Innovative, a Dutch company. And today we are talking about how getting your hybrid identity in four steps, how we can ease hybrid identity. So I have a small agenda and lots of demos. So it will be an interactive session. I'm going to show you how you can make your hybrid identity simple. Well, actually, Microsoft did it for us. So with more topologies, we have more scenarios. So we address these challenges as well with the solution we are showing today. I'm walking through several scenarios, several setups, and guide you to which scenario should you use in which circumstances. So, and the last part is monitoring your hybrid identity solution, because hybrid identity is key, because you have your on-premise environment and we want to get all these identities from your on-premise to the cloud. So by starting hybrid identity, I have questions. What about, I'm using currently DeerSync. Can I migrate in place to the latest synchronization solution, Azure AD Connect? Do I need an ADFS server infrastructure? Do I need more multiple ADFS servers? So these questions are popping up. I'm currently using Vim. Can I migrate it? Can I deprecate that solution? So all these questions, I'm trying to get these questions addressed in this session. So identity as the control plane. So in my introduction, I'm started with the on-premise identity. We have several directory services. Most of you are using Active Directory, but some are using others. But how we can move these identities from on-premise to the cloud? Because the cloud is leveraging us a lot of potential. We're going to use software as a service, platform as a service, infrastructure as a services. Solutions like Office 365, Intune, Azure AD, how we can use our on-premise identity to take benefit of all these services. Well, Microsoft Azure AD is the key. Your on-premise identity, whether you're using Intune, whether you're using Office 365, your identities will be stored in Azure AD. They will share the same common identity platform. You have several versions of Azure Active Directory. We are not going to focus on that particular. But by using synchronization services, we are moving these identities to the Azure AD. Well, are we migrating or synchronizing all these objects to Azure AD? I'm not sure if that's wise. Perhaps you will need some particular information or particular identities that might be users, that might be groups, that might be devices getting synchronized to Azure AD. And once these identities are in our Azure AD, these identities can take benefit of the services. So by signing on with my on-premise Active Directory account, and it's because it's known in Azure AD, I can take benefit of all these services with a single sign-on experience. So the user can still use his identity he's used to on-premise as well as he can use it now from the cloud services. And by that, Microsoft is also leveraging additional services like the self-service password reset. So users are able to help themselves. They're able to change their password, or even they lost their password, they can even reset their password. So we have also write-back functionalities. When you're using DeerSync, for example, and I think a lot of companies still using DeerSync, please can you raise your hand if you still using DeerSync or AD Sync services? Okay, that's not too bad. Actually, that's really good. So I assume you're already using AD Connect. Well, with Azure AD Connect, it's allowing you a lot of new scenarios. As I mentioned, the write-back scenarios. Using the write-back scenarios like password write-back, users are able to reset or change their password without their interaction or without the need of the help desk. But also, computer objects can be synchronized or write back to your on-premise Active Directory. And these computer objects can be used for device authentication and allows you other new capabilities like conditional access. So you're able to restrict your devices or on certain criteria to allow users accessing your corporate data, your corporate services. For example, Office 365 conditional access, SharePoint Online, and so on. So you're only allowing users which are managed can access these services. But as we started, we are starting on-premise and we are moving to the cloud. But the world will not change in a few days. It will take some time to move on from your on-premise Active Directory and your on-premise identity to a hybrid scenario. Companies will not going directly to a native scenario with leveraging all the cloud services natively from Microsoft. That's an illusion. So it will take some time, and every company is taking his own page and moving on to a hybrid scenario. And Microsoft, by Azure AD Connect, is making that possible in an easy way. So we're talking about making hybrid identity simple. As you can see here, you see it at the left side, a couple of solutions which we could use or used in the past, like DeerSync, Azure AD Sync, or even more complicated, sophisticated scenarios with FIM, identity provisioning, identity management. Well, these solutions are now merged to one single solution, Azure AD Connect, and with that, you're able to set up your sync services and synchronize your identity from on-premise to the cloud on your terms. So it allows you to synchronize specific users, specific groups, as you used to with DeerSync. With DeerSync, we had some limitations, and during this session, I will show you what Azure AD Connect will provide you instead of using DeerSync. You were talking about the upgrade paths. So should I use or should I go for a side-by-side implementation, or is it even possible to perform an in-place upgrade? So which tools are supported? If you're still using DeerSync, it's okay. If you don't have any special requirements, you can still continue DeerSync. It's still supported. The same applies to Azure AD Sync. And Azure AD Sync allows you to use some more scenarios, introduces some write-back functionality, but still limited. If you want to take the full benefit of your hybrid identity solution and taking benefit of Azure AD Premium features, you have to use Azure AD Connect. If you're talking about the upgrade path from DeerSync, there are some limitations, some things, some rules you have to take into account. So if you have a small organization with less than 50K of objects, you can easily perform an in-place upgrade. It's because it's supported by Microsoft. It's not because there is a hard limitation. It probably will work if you have more than 50K of objects, but it's not supported. If you have more than 50k objects, then you're talking about a larger environment. And then it may be wise, or actually it is supported only, to perform a side-by-side upgrade. You can export your current configuration within DirSync. That configuration should be supported as well. So if you have some not supported configurations, well, you can export them, but you can't import them to Azure AD Sync, or sorry, Azure AD Connect. If you're already or on Azure AD Sync, then it's an easy process. Then you easily can perform an in-place upgrade. The only question you state yourself from business continuity perspective, from a being in control perspective, would it be wise to perform an in-place upgrade? I'm not sure. I would say I would go for a side-by-side upgrade, because then you're in control, and when something went wrong during that process, you have still a fallback scenario. So if you're looking to the Azure AD Connect synchronization services, we have actually two setups, two scenarios. We can choose the express settings. And that's what the title of this session was, Get Your Hybrid Identity in 4 Steps. So just install the Azure AD Connect. It will detect automatically if all prerequisites are in place. If not, it's installing these prerequisites. Just make connection with your Azure AD subscription, make a connection to your local Active Directory, and choose if you want to synchronize your password hashes into the cloud, or you can choose for a staged setup. So I'm going to show you right now in a demo. I had some difficulties to get the correct screen on my main screen, so it can be hard, but we're going for that challenge. And I will walk through you to the express setup. And once it's completed, we will continue with the custom setup. So here we have prepared our box. This is our first instance in my lab environment. I have 2 Azure AD Connect instances. This will be the express setup. So you have the wizard box. And the first thing is we have to connect to our Azure AD subscription. Still valid on Microsoft.com, innovative trial. So it's making connection to my Azure AD subscription. It's checking if the subscription is already enabled for synchronization. And once completed this check, I will make a connection to my local domain, my local forest. It is my lab environment. EMS admin. Well. And we are ready to synchronize. As easy as that. So with this, I'm starting the synchronization of my objects. And by default, the password write-back functionality is enabled as well. But you, to take benefit of that, you must have Azure AD Premium to allow users to take benefit of the write-back functionalities. So you will see I will deselect or unselect the synchronization option, and that makes this a staged configuration. And with the staged configuration, it means this instance is ready to synchronize my objects to the Azure AD, but it's in a staged mode, and this can be used as a fallback scenario. So it's only supported to have one Azure AD Connect instance to replicate and synchronize your objects. It's not allowed to have two active instances. So you can use this as a kind of fallback scenario and hot standby. We will continue with the other setup, with the custom setup, and that will be our primary box to synchronize our objects. So with that, we have more topologies, more scenarios. We couldn't support it with DirSync, but we can with Azure AD Connect. Like multiple forests. Perhaps you have a huge environment which needs some scalability. There are some limitations regarding the sizing of your Azure AD Connect environment in terms of your SQL Express setup. The same applies to Active Directory Federation services. Perhaps you need a full SQL box. Or you want to pilot a hybrid identity. So you want only specify some objects to be synchronized to Azure AD instead of synchronizing your complete organization. Or as I showed you in the demo, I want to configure a staged configuration so it can be acting as a hot standby. Perhaps I need some other needs like federation, federating with other organizations, granting access to my internally hosted applications or SaaS applications. Perhaps I want to take benefit of the write-back functionalities. For example, users or groups, or even devices to take benefit of conditional access or device authentication. So before you're starting and start implementing hybrid identity, make sure you have a subscription, whether it's an Azure AD subscription or Office 365. They're sharing the same Active Directory behind. Make sure you have a custom domain. Perhaps you have already a custom domain in place. With the custom domain, we can take benefit of your own company name instead of blah, 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 .onmicrosoft.com. Make sure your Active Directory is set up correctly. So your public domain namespace should also be available in the user principal name suffix. So once you're replicating user objects to Azure AD, they are not having a UPN with contoso.intra or .local. Make sure it's contoso.com because it's routable, internet routable. Make sure if you have a federation setup using federation services, you have the correct certificates. Make sure you have access to these boxes. We will show you later on. In the custom scenario, we are able to automatically configure federation services, web application proxy services. You can do it one instance, you can have multiple instances, and then you can easily set up a custom configuration, and not only using the password synchronization, but also taking benefit of the federation services. And for the write-back scenarios, make sure your local Active Directory is prepared. Your schema must be updated, extended to Windows Server 2012 R2, and some objects will be created to allowing you to device write-back. So the devices are known and registered in your local Active Directory. So as you can see, we have several sign-in options. Whether to choose just only the password synchronization as we enabled in the Express setup. You can do it in the same with the custom setup and perform some additional settings. Or, as I mentioned before, your organization has already a federation services and you want to upgrade from 2.0 to 3.0. Perhaps your organization has security policies which prohibits you to synchronize the password hashes into Azure AD. or you want to limit the number of objects to being synchronized to your Azure AD. All these unique needs can be addressed with this custom setup. I get often the question, well, the passwords, will they be synchronized to Azure AD? No, they won't. Only the password hash will be synchronized. So you're safe, you're secure. Taking benefit of the password hash and the replication, users can also change their password or reset their password. But taking into account that these services respect your local Active Directory password policies, like complexity, like the age or the duration, expiration. So before a user is able to reset his password, it will be checked on-premise. And if you fulfill these requests or requirements, then you're able to change your password or reset your password. And as mentioned, the last dot, you can also use in a federated setup to have password synchronization enabled. And once your federation services is down or became broken for what reason, you can easily convert your federated domain to a standard domain, and your users are still able to log on and take benefit of the cloud services. As mentioned before, we have multiple topologies, and multiple topologies will allow us to use multiple scenarios. We have separated forest, multiple forest. We have perhaps forest which we don't have a trust relationship. Or you have an exchange-enabled organization with multiple forests and the global address synced. So how can we make sure that we, our users are in a unique forest and these objects are stay unique also into Azure AD? You can address this with the express or with the custom setup, sorry. You can select and map your objects and to make sure that when once the users are changing his password in Azure AD, that the correct user, the unique user, has been found and the password of that user will be changed. Not that the user can't be found or another user will found and his password will be changed. As mentioned before, you can filter based on groups and make sure that only a subset of users will be synchronized to Azure AD. We call it also filtering. Filtering based on users and devices on that particular group. And when once you're done and your pilot was successful, your proof of concept was successful, you will rerun the setup again, and then you remove the filter. Before you removing the filter, you can also change the rules. In DirSync, there were some limitations about changing and filtering. It was possible, but most of them were unsupported scenarios. With Azure AD Connect, we have a rule editor. So you can walk through the setup, but afterwards you can change these rules to your custom needs. I will show you later on through the demo. Optional features. We can select or allow users to take benefit of cloud services. We can enable or disable usage of Office 365, Intune, or other Microsoft cloud services walking through over this setup. We can select the several write-back scenarios. By default, password write-back is enabled. You'll see here the write-back for groups is grayed out. It's because my environment is not ready or not prepared or doesn't have Exchange, because the group write-back is limited to the Exchange functionality. So the several write-back features, we have the password write-back, So the password will be changed in the cloud, will synchronize and apply it to on-premise. User writeback. I can create user objects in Azure AD, and these user objects will also write back at my local Active Directory. I can choose the destination where these objects flew into in my local Active Directory or forest. The same applies to group writeback. As mentioned, your organization should be Exchange enabled. It should be at least 2013 with cumulative update 8. And the last one, device writeback. As mentioned before, your local Active Directory should be the correct scheme. It should be not on the forest level. No, only your scheme should be extended. And a special container system registered container will be created, and all the devices which are Active Directory joined with Windows 10, these objects will also written back to my on-premise. When you're still using Windows 8.1, then we call it workplace join, and the devices are known, registered, and write it back in the same container. Another advantage of using Azure AD Connect is it's allowing you to synchronize the custom attributes. Perhaps your organization has custom attributes. For example, your employee ID or other special needs. These custom objects can also be synchronized to Azure AD. I will show you that you will can take benefit of it by using these custom attributes. You can use dynamic groups, for example, and based on a particular value of the custom attribute, a group membership can be arranged. Users will be automatically populated to a particular Azure AD group. So, as you will see, there you have a lot of more options to configure with a custom setup. So, the station mode are already covered yet. It's an instance, an Azure AD Connect instance, which is already configured. The configuration is set, but it will not export its objects to your Azure AD. It can be used as a hot standby, warm standby for disaster recovery. Once you configured your hybrid identity, whether it's an express setup or a custom setup, you can make changes, you can apply changes by running the wizard again. A shortcut will be created on your desktop, and you'll just rerun the setup and you will see the different options you can change. For example, I can add additional forests. Perhaps your organization has acquired a new company, and you want also that these objects will flow into your Azure AD tenant. Just by adding these forests to your Azure AD Connect configuration, make sure you have the proper rights, and these objects also synchronize to the Active Directory. Perhaps the users can still using their UPN, their custom UPN from their organization. And you can easily provide them also the hybrid identity capabilities for that organization as well. So I will show you the custom setup. So here we have the other Azure AD Connect instance. One of the important things to perform, one of the tasks, is to make sure that your local Active Directory and your users don't have strange characters. Because if you don't perform this task, you will succeed for 90%, 95%, 80% of the users, which will work fine. But for these users, which has specific characters or the naming convention, like my UPN, as you can see, or the mail attribute isn't correct, these users may experience difficulties. So you can change it and apply it and correct these objects based on your needs. So, as mentioned before, I have the Azure AD Connect shortcut on my desktop. And as you can see here, I already pre-configured this demo. I can show you my configuration, which we already configured. So you will see here the several write-back options I selected. You'll see I've already configured my federation services. So I'd like to change this is challenging. No, I can't change it. Well, just start it again. And then we'll walk through to change my synchronization options. So again, I have to connect. For my Azure AD Connect subscription, this user should be global administrator within your Azure AD tenant. It will not use your global administrative rights to synchronize your objects. It's only once to configure, make sure the correct service accounts are created and create the correct connector. Innovative. Trial, thank you. This should work. So here you see I've already added a local forest. I can add multiple forests here as well. Here you have the several options I showed you before. Well, we enabled only password writeback. I can enable user writeback. I can select where these objects are populated. I can enable device writeback and directory extension attributes. So I want to add some custom attributes to my Azure AD. So here you'll see I've selected an attribute. You can filter. Complete the setup. It will reconfigure your connector. It will reconfigure your synchronization options. And you're all done. Configuration is complete, so we can close this. And we will start the synchronization schedule. One of the things I want to show you. I want to change this extension attribute to a value SCU 2015 and show you when we're starting the replication or the synchronization. This is a default schedule task will be created on the installation of the Azure AD Connect, and it's scheduled for every 3 hours. So because of the time, we will speed up this process. So all changes, mutations, will be applied and replicated or synchronized to our Azure AD subscription. So you see here an update. Well, I'm curious about what that update might be. I believe this is not the correct user. So here we'll see the updates will be exported to our Azure AD. I talked to you about the rule editor. These are the rules which are created based on the setup, the configurations we made. You'll see here an inbound and outbound rules. Well, it should be recommended, it should be to make changes in the inbound rules, because when your upgrade is set up to a newer version, all your custom changes will lose if you're defining them in the outbound rule. And the inbound rule makes sure that the objects flew into your SQL Express in your local database, and the outbound rule makes sure which rules and conditions synchronizes the objects to Azure AD. So this is your front door, and this is your back door. You'll see here the several group objects. One of the things I want to show you. Well, it's not. You should also see here the attribute, extended attributes. So when I'm going back, where is my mouse? There it is. One of the things I want to show you. Yes, I'm using my services. So, going to Office. So you'll see here, I'm using now the sign on option based on password synchronization. Due to the configuration, I am able to enable federation services. So I will just do this manually and make this standard domain to a federated domain. This is also automatically performed by the wizard, your custom setup. So this is getting the domain, and I convert to it a federated domain. And once finished, it is known as a federated domain, and it will take some time. Once I'm logging on again, it will be automatically redirected to my federation services. This will take some time, but it's giving you the ID. Of how you can use Azure AD Connect to perform an express setup or a custom setup and easily to configure your hybrid identity scenario, whether is it a simple scenario with an express setup or a more difficult scenario with a custom setup, and it's performing the installation and configuration of your federation services and your web application services. Common questions I'm facing on customer engagement. As I mentioned before, Is it supported to have multiple AD Connect instances synchronizing to the same tenant? No, it's not supported. It might work, but it's not supported. As mentioned in our lab environment, I have two instances, and one instance will be staged configuration. So you have an active one and you have a standby one. It's the same for the opposite way. So can I use Azure AD Connect instances, one instance, and synchronize these objects to multiple Azure AD tenants? No, it's not supported as well. Might function, but it's not supported. Sometimes companies want to use this strategy to perform the opposite way of a merge. So when a company or part of the company is leaving the company and it's go further at its own, they want to take benefit of their identities in their current subscription, but it's not supported. They have to create their own new subscription. If you're talking about licenses, Azure AD Connect, it's free. You only need an Azure AD subscription or an Office 365 subscription to make sure that your identity objects on-premise can be synchronized to the cloud. If you're talking about Azure, the write-back scenarios, like user write-back, password write-back, device write-back, group write-back, the only thing you need is Azure AD Premium. So by default, if you're creating an Azure AD and subscription, it's a free one of a basic version. So you need to purchase AD Premium licenses. You can purchase them separated, or you can purchase them in a combination of the Enterprise Mobility Suite, or in combination with Office 365. If you want to take benefit of your current SQL configuration, a full SQL version, you need also SQL licenses. Well, that makes sense. We walked through the several steps of configuring our hybrid identity. And one of the things which will be by default configured is the deletion threshold. Perhaps you have some configurations which you are not aware of, and you're starting a full synchronization cycle. It could be possible that some objects will be removed. So if you're not aware of it, by default, a threshold of 500 objects is set. So the worst impact might be 500 objects being deleted in your Azure AD. So you can change that value. You can disable that functionality. You can enable it, and you can decrease or increase that threshold. That configuration is stored in Azure AD. So when we have an outage and we go further to the second Azure AD Connect instance, it will pick up that configuration. So we talked about hybrid identity. And as mentioned before, hybrid identity is key in our current business, our current world. We're taking benefit of our on-premise identities and synchronizing to them the cloud, taking and using services. These services are heavily used. So that's why monitoring is important. It's monitoring your hybrid identity. Monitoring your hybrid identity, Microsoft has a solution for that. It's called the Azure AD Connect Health. It's a subscription through the current preview portal of Azure. And you can easily add it. In the marketplace, I will show you. You add it to your subscription, make sure you download the agent and subscribe the agents to your Azure AD Connect Health subscription, part of your Azure AD subscription. But what does the health monitoring does? It's monitoring the performance. It's monitoring your configuration. Did you configure your hybrid identity in the correct manner? Is it optimized? Do you missing some hotfixes? Or perhaps your business is going that well, you need some more service to provide the service your end users needs. You can identify what kind of authentication methods being used against your Active Directory Federation services. You can make some trend analysis for your hybrid identity, and it will help you gain your insights for troubleshooting. So, as mentioned before, you're just adding a subscription from the marketplace. I will show you. Download the agents. Make sure you configure your Active Directory Federation services well in terms of auditing, because we need auditing rights, and auditing should be enabled to interpret all these data and send it over to the services, the health services. And once that's set up, you're able to monitor your hybrid identity environment. So I'm going to show you how you can add your monitoring in hybrid, your hybrid identity getting in monitoring. So exactly, I love single sign-on. Okay, well, this is the preview portal, the new preview portal, and we're going to the marketplace. You will see I have here some Azure AD privileged identity management, app discovery, and I will add another feature to our environment. So we go to the security and identity section, and you will see here a lot of features. So in this case, we are selecting Azure AD Connect Health. Add it to our subscription. It will check if you have the proper rights to your Azure AD subscription, if you are enabled for Azure AD Premium, and once that's set, you are able and add it to your start page. So I already pre-configured my environment and installed the agents. It's not that interesting. It's just next finish, signed up. As you do sign up to your subscription, it's popping up with a browser page. Once signed up, the agents are automatically sending the information to your subscription. So as you can see here, we are in a warning state. Another teaser Microsoft provides you is that we are currently only now monitoring our hybrid identity chain in terms of our federation services and our web application service. But as you mentioned during the, or you saw during the session, Azure AD Connect, your synchronization services, is also an important part of that chain of hybrid identity. So you will see here, it's coming soon. I can't tell you when, because I simply don't know it, but soon, will be soon. So hopefully it will be coming this year. And it gives you also insight in your synchronization, if your health is working fine or not. So here you will see that our federation service, there is something wrong with it. You'll see also here some alerting. You'll see here the request, the token request, the authentication request. You can easily drill down into these reports. So you see our business not heavily used this, but if you have a real production environment, it's giving you useful information, which you normally miss. So if you go drill down to our federation services, because we have a warning, you'll see here we are missing a hotfix. Just drill down to it, and it's providing you more information. It's saying which hotfix it is, and it's automatically redirecting to the hotfix. So you can download it yourself and apply it to your federation server, so you're in good shape and your hybrid identity works like a charm. So that's Azure AD Connect Health. It's monitoring your hybrid identity environment. And as mentioned, the Azure AD Connect synchronization will be coming soon. I'm looking forward to it. So with that, I'm coming to the end of this session. So, what we have covered this session is better understanding of the several configurations, the scenarios. Which wizard I have to follow to configure my hybrid identity in a way I want to, or it's addressing my custom needs. So we can select or choose the several synchronization options, the write-back functionality. So Azure AD Connect is the synchronization tool going forward and going to be used for a hybrid identity scenarios and implementing your hybrid identity into your environment. So if you're still on DirSync, it's no problem, it's still working. But if you have additional scenarios, new forest coming in, DirSync might not be suitable for you and can't address these scenarios. So that might be one reason to go forward and install or adopt Active Directory Connect. Perhaps your organization wants to take benefit of the Enterprise Mobility Suite with Azure AD Premium. So then you have to need to implement Azure AD Connect to address these scenarios. So I'm just wondering, do you have questions? Sir. So your question is, since when it is possible to synchronize your local or your custom namespace, your user principal name, into Azure AD or into the cloud? Well, you're saying your local or intra. Well, you, by default, that UPN is configured to your user objects, but you can't use these UPNs because it's not internet routable. So before your setup configuring your hybrid identity, you have to make sure that your DNS configuration is right. It's internet routable. So before you synchronize your user objects, you have to configure custom UPNs in your Active Directory trust. And once configured that custom UPNs, which are reflecting your public namespace, you can select it manually or using PowerShell automation and so on to apply these custom UPNs to the particular users. So make sure your user objects you are synchronizing through your Azure AD are using that custom UPN, which is public routable. Otherwise, these users can't take benefit, can't log in to the services like Office 365 or Intune or Azure AD because the namespace isn't internet routable. So that's a good question, and a lot of people are wondering how it's about the UPN configuration. So thank you. Any other questions? I'm more than happy to answer the questions. If not, feel free to come over after the session. And if not, reach out to my Twitter handle or during the conference. Further, I want to thank you, our sponsors, for making this great conference possible. And of course, to improve the organization, improve this great conference, we'd like to receive your feedback. You can do it with the website, the Windows Phone app, or the survey afterwards, or you could do it in person as well. I'm open for that. So with that, I want to thank you for your attention and wish you a great day. So thank you very much.